And now we've been joined by Marilyn. And Marilyn's joined us from a fundraising committee. Is it the Bishop and Cowden in Bloom?
Yes, it is. It's Bishop Auckland with Cowden in Bloom, and we have a fundraising committee who organise events, and that's for the whole show, yes.
Right. Okay. Now, we're nice and clear on that, because it's been a long journey, and we're almost at judging day, aren't we?
We certainly are,
The judgment day is coming.
The judging is actually tomorrow. They'll be arriving at 10 o'clock in the morning at Parkhead, and then they'll be doing taking round on their visit of the sites that it's agreed they're going to see. Yeah.
Right. So they do walk around. Do they take the clipboards and look all official, I wonder? Will we know them? Will we be able to spot them?
You mean like Ofsted inspectors?
Yes.
There are only two of them coming, and we probably will be able to see who they are. And I do think they will be making notes as they go around. But hey ho, they'll just see how wonderful Bishop Auckland is, that it's simply the best.
I like it. I like the positivity and the attitude, and it's all good stuff.
It is.
All right. So we'll get down to the nitty gritty of fundraising and what has this entailed for you over the past several months in preparation for the big judging day?
Well, I sit on a steering committee, and of course there are lots of subgroups from that, each with their own agenda.
Yeah.
And I was given the task of raising money, because obviously there's lots of things to be purchased for the initiative. For example, the high-vis jackets and things like that that needed to be purchased for the litter picking and what have you. Councillors, they give some money, but we need to raise our own money. So we were first off the starting block, and I have to say it's not down to me, it's down to the fabulous people who are in my group. They're all passionate people, creative people, and put in so much work to make sure that the events we have organised have all been sellouts.
Aha. It takes good people to do a good job.
It certainly does, and I've got that on my committee, definitely. Yeah.
How long does it take before we know we've won?
I can't answer that question, but I think it's somewhere like September, because there is a big presentation up at the exhibition centre at Gateshead, and I think that's where we will find out where we are.
So we're on tenterhooks all summer long. All of August, anyway.
Yeah, well, a little bit, but it would be lovely if we did win, but this is the first year, and I think it's more about bringing us all together as a community and what we've already achieved, and that's what we need to celebrate.
Yeah.
We'll then have, obviously, some feedback as to maybe where we need to go, but for me, whether we win or not doesn't matter. It's what we've achieved in the short time that we've been doing this.
I should imagine it's been one steep learning curve, really, if it's the first time through, the first time that this has been done in Bishop.
Yes, it is. And it all really started with the Canny Hill roundabout and what we were going to do with that. And we've got some wonderful councillors in this area, and it was really their initiative to get this all going, and we've had amazing help from Durham County Council in getting this all sorted and steering us in the right direction and putting us in touch with the right people. But the praise really has to go to the people of Bishop Auckland, the people and the businesses, because you know they've got on board, and it's not just about bloomers, as you were saying, and pots and planters and things.
Don't
like that.
Mention the bloomers.
it's about just making our towns the best they can be.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Do we know who we're up against in terms of the competition?
No, I'm not sure who we're up against. No, but I mean, well, we know that Sedgefield are there, but they've been running for a long time and have been very successful. And in fairness to them, did come along in the beginning to give us some pointers as to the way to go. But, you know, let's just wait and see.
Yeah, of course. And it's been fun trying anyway.
Well, it has, and it's been just amazing how many people have got on board. You know, it's sort of, I mean, am I allowed to say, you know, the fact that the police, that all our communities and services are on board, and when they had that big raid before, the pots from the cannabis farm were all donated and have been, you know, used for other things. So you see, it's all about helping each other.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, good. So, this, I think we should all be tremendously optimistic.
I agree with you. Yeah,
I think so.
I think we need to celebrate what has been achieved, and just to onwards and upwards. To be perfectly honest, keep it going.
Well, let's get it all shared. You see, because tomorrow Bishop FM is running a whole day of flowery support. We're flowering up in here.
Oh, really?
Tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're having lots of flowers in pots and all sorts of things being delivered. So I hope my hay fever doesn't get the better of me. So I'm coming in tomorrow for an extra programme between 12 and 3. Gary Granger is on in the morning as well. So by the time I come through that door, Gary will be... Possibly.
Better have antihistamine for breakfast. Then.
Antihistamine for breakfast.
Highly recommended.
So... any photographs that we're putting out of the studio in support of the Bishop and Camden in Bloom, we want you to reciprocate, listener, dear listener, listening now. Yes, you, exactly, you, right now. Just reach in your back pocket, grab your mobile phone, find a Bloom and snap it and send it to us on our Facebook page, please. We want to bring, we want to bring to everyone's attention the amount of effort that's gone into this so far.
Yes, we do. I just want to mention, I hope I'm allowed to do this, one lady who has, you don't have to have big gardens to achieve something amazing. There is a lady at Coronation called Brenda Rain, and if you're going through that area, Rosemount area, have a look at her. Well, you can't not see her house. The hanging basket, the planters are amazing, and she's done it all herself. This is someone who's had a broken arm twice and still managed to pot up over 160 plants.
Wow.
The house is stunning.
Well done, Brenda.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it really is. It just shows what can be done.
That's the community spirit we need.
Exactly, it is. And can I just mention our next fundraising event? Am I allowed to do that?
I think you should. Several times.
Right. Good. Well, the next event is next Tuesday the 25th, in the fabulous surroundings of the golf club. It's only £5, and what you will get for your £5 is a floral presentation demonstration, which it will be absolutely amazing, showing you what you can do with unusual containers. And it will also be followed up by a presentation from the Parks and Gardens lead from Auckland Castle, who's going to do a presentation on plants, gardens, and is quite prepared to do a question and answer session afterwards. So bring all your gardening questions to him. Any problems that you have with your blooms or anything like that, just bring them along and Andy will give you the answers. £5, that's all it is. So please get in touch and let's see if we can have this one a sell out too.
Particularly if the bloomers are loose, if the, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
That could be problematic.
Yes, if the blooms are loose. Don't know where this is going. But nope. I'm really enjoying myself.
So do send your snaps in, please.
Yes,
because you're making a tremendous effort. It's absolutely wonderful. So, like Brenda, you know, let's hope Brenda can send a photograph in.
Well, I'm quite sure that can be done. Yeah, because it's been photographed, and I'm quite sure we can do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to see Brenda's hanging basket.
Yes. Baskets.
Baskets.
And planter. Her husband made the planter himself, 3-tier planter. And it's just a wonderful display. It really is. But once again, don't forget Tuesday, 25th of July, Bishop Auckland Golf Club, £5. Get in touch and let's have this one a sell out too.
Sounds good to me. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, well, Marilyn, thank you.
And thank you.
Thank you very much indeed.